We'd like to begin the program today by talking about a story that might have gotten missed under the weight of all the other news this week. And also, unfortunately, because of the sense that this kind of thing is becoming all too common. We are talking about another school shooting. There was another one in Troutdale, Oregon on Tuesday, where we understand that a 15-year-old high school freshman shot a 14-year-old fellow student, wounded a teacher, and then killed himself. That shooting, like the shooting at the UC Santa Barbara last month and others that have come so recently before those, is causing many people to ask if there is something about America's relationship with guns, the so-called gun culture, that's responsible for this. President Obama was one of the people asking that question. This is what he said after the shooting in Oregon.
We're the only developed country on earth where this happens. And it happens now once a week. And it's a one-day story. There's no place else like this.
We wanted to dig into that. We wanted to ask whether there is something unique about the U.S. and guns and gun violence, and if there is something that the U.S. can learn from other countries. So we've called upon Jukka Savolainen. He is Associate Professor of Criminology at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. He's a former senior researcher at the Finnish Ministry of Justice. He's been studying this issue. He's with us from our bureau in New York. Professor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Also joining us is Paul Barrett. He is senior feature writer at Bloomberg Businessweek. He's author of Glock, The Rise of America's Gun, and he's been writing about gun use and gun violence for some years now and become a noted authority. Paul Barrett, welcome back to you as well.
Great to be here, Michelle.
He's also with us in New York. So, Professor Savolainen, I'm going to start with you. One of the reasons we called you is that you've studied crime and criminal behavior both in Finland and the U.S., and the U.S. and Finland both have a high number of guns per capita. In fact, you know, the U.S. is number one, followed by Switzerland and then Finland. But the rate of gun violence is a lot lower in Finland, according to the World Health Organization. Could you just give us a couple of reasons why you think that is?
Absolutely. And it's interesting you mentioned Switzerland there, too, along with Finland. In Switzerland, the high gun ownership is kind of an artifact of their, one might call, quaint military system, which requires households to hold on to military rifles as a method of national defense. So, but also in Finland, most of the levels of gun ownership are indeed very similar in Finland and U.S. About 35% of the households have a firearm. But in Finland, as in Switzerland and many other countries, and even some states in the U.S. like Minnesota, the firearms tend to be hunting rifles. And moreover, they tend to be located in hunting cabins or vacation homes, which are plentiful in Finland and Scandinavia. Whereas in the U.S., the prevalence of handguns, which I think is the subject of the book of my my fellow Paul here, there's a dramatic difference. 22% of U.S. households have handguns compared to only 6% in Finland. And if you look at then the kind of etiology of gun violence in the U.S., it is 80% handguns. And so basically a simple answer is this. If you have an argument, a dispute in a bar, or if you think about this recent incident in Florida, somebody's upset with loud rap music and so forth, and you have an altercation. In Finland, it doesn't really play into this altercation to have a hunting rifle 100 miles away. That doesn't become active, so to speak, as an instrument of violence. But in a culture where you have handguns in your car, it's a different matter.
Hmm. Paul Barrett, what do you think about that?
Everything you could just said sounds very sensible to me. And I think, you know, it's beyond dispute that the United States has a far higher rate of gun homicide than countries like Finland, Switzerland, or for that matter, countries that may seem even more similar to the United States, like Canada or Britain, where, I mean, for example, in Britain, the homicide rate per 100,000 is about one. In this country, it's 4.6, 4.7 in that neighborhood. So clearly, that's a, you know, a significant multiple. And I think it's correct to say that we have you know, much more lethal violent crime in this country than in comparable countries. And I think it's a fair deduction, although not so easy to prove in a strict cause and effect sense, but certainly a fair deduction that the prevalence of firearm ownership in this country, and in particular the prevalence of handgun ownership, both legal and illegal, contributes to that higher rate of lethality. And I think those are all sort of basic facts that are beyond dispute.
Well, also, look, talking about Canada, for example, I mean, Canada has a high rate of gun ownership as well. But going to the broader question, you know, Paul, do you think there's something about the culture, the gun culture in this country that is dispositive? I just want to remember that, or is determinative of this. I mean, I'm thinking about the fact that the gentleman who came became known in the 2008 election is Joe the Plumber. Rather, so the 2000 election is Joe the Plumber, who later went on to have kind of a career as a, you know, political candidate, you know, tweeted that after the Santa Barbara shooting that, and it's crude, and I apologize if this is hurtful to people, but he tweeted, you know, your dead kid doesn't trump my constitutional rights. I mean, one of the things that is unique about the United States is the Second Amendment. But other people make the point that there are other aspects of the Second Amendment that have been modified over the years about which people are not quite as draconian as that one. So could you talk a little bit about that? I mean, is there something about the culture or the way Americans feel about their guns that is different?
The short answer is yes, obviously. I think American gun culture is unique among this universe of comparable industrialized democracies that we tend to, the social scientists tend to look at as a group. I think the place to begin is where you mentioned, with the Second Amendment, which is a very unusual provision to have in a constitution, and which is more than a legally relevant provision, which it is, because it restricts the degree to which government can regulate gun ownership in this country. But it also is a reflection of cultural attitudes. The Second Amendment is not some strange concept bolted onto American culture. It is part of American culture. It has been there since the beginning, and it reflects in part the special role and the symbolism that many Americans, not all Americans, but many, attach to firearms. I mean, it is simply a function of our cultural history that since the founding of the country, some of our key images and our key ideas about what it means to be American are attached to firearms, ranging from the Minuteman in the Revolutionary era to the cowboys of the 19th century to the film noir detective of the early 20th century, all the way up to the gangster rapper of modern times. Guns are part of that picture. So, yes, American culture is unusual, possibly even unique in that regard.
We only have about 4 minutes left, and I wanted to hear from both of you on this question is, you know, the president said that the country needs to do some soul searching about gun policy and about our feelings about guns. And I just wonder what that might look like. I know, Professor, it's Finland is such a different country. It's much less diverse than the United States. It doesn't have the history. For example, earlier gun control efforts in this country in the early days were directed at, you know, Native Americans and blacks to keep them from, you know, rising up against, you know, their oppressors, if you want to call it that. So is there anything, is there any evidence of, is there any history behind a change in attitudes about guns that you've been able to observe in your studies?
Well, that's those type of cultural facts are more difficult to study than percentages and so forth. But I guess I would address a little bit of the difference of Finland compared to the U.S. U.S. definitely is very different from Finland, but U.S. is also very different from U.S. in that there's a lot of regional variation. The homicide rate in Louisiana is 10 per 100,000. Homicide rate in New Hampshire is less than is in Finland. Homicide rate in Minnesota is equivalent to Finland. So maybe if they're soul searching, they could be even searching within the country and see what's producing these.
I think that's a vital point. We live in a very big country with multiple cultures, with varying attitudes toward violence, with varying attitudes toward how quickly one reaches for one's firearm, and with very different legal regimes. The laws here in New York City, where we're sitting, are very, very different from the laws in other big cities, Houston or New Orleans, and completely different from the regimes that exist in rural areas. So that's a very important thing. If you had a uniform level of gun violence in this country, I think people might actually be much more alarmed by these horrible incidents. But a lot of people say, you know, that doesn't happen in in my area, my town is relatively safe.
So what would that soul searching look like, Paul Barrett? If this were to occur, is there any precedent for this happening in the United States? What would it look like?
I think the soul searching we ought to be engaging in right now is very focused and isn't about guns generally, but it's about this horrendous phenomenon that is now afoot in the land of the suicidal, murderous, deeply disturbed young man who clearly has a media and internet infused template at the moment for what to do when they decide to destroy themselves, which is to go and get mom and dad's gun, go to a school or a shopping mall, shoot some other people, and then kill themselves. And this is the phenomenon the president was talking about. And this is the phenomenon that's so deeply troubling to people. And I don't think actually gun control goes directly to addressing it. And I think we have to think about how we interrupt this process of the copycat 15 to 22-year-olds who are just deciding to commit suicide by killing a bunch of people in a public space.
Clearly a very important topic, and we just only scratched the surface. So I thank you both so much for coming in to help us get started in thinking about this. Paul Barrett is senior feature writer at Bloomberg Businessweek and author of Glock, The Rise of America's Gun. Jukka Savolainen is associate professor of criminology at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, formerly a senior researcher at the Finnish Ministry of Justice. They were both kind enough to join us from our bureau in New York. Thank you both so much.
Sure. Thank you.